Thank you, everybody. You are kind. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's Susan Johnson from Stamford, Connecticut.
Hey, how are things in beautiful Stamford?
Well, today we had a little snow.
So I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're good. We're really looking forward to you guys coming out here in April.
Yeah, we're going to come out, I believe, to Hartford in April.
That's right. Got my ticket.
You do? You're going to head on up there?
I am.
It's exciting. Susan, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carol, what is Susan's topic?
Do not use if pregnant. Do not combine with alcohol. Do not... actually, folks, just put it down and back away.
These days we've learned to expect that everything will turn out to be bad for you. But this week we heard about a warning from medical professionals that surprised us. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about things we didn't think were health risks, but might soon get stuck with a warning label. Choose that real story. You'll get Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
First up, let's hear from Paula Poundstone.
Lullabies at baby time may explain aberrant behavior in later years. A study by Dr. Irene Gonzalez, published in this week's Journal of Pediatric Medicine, has found a link between children and teens with antisocial and sometimes violent behavior and regular use of lullabies to put them to sleep during infancy through childhood. Zachary loved Nighty Nighttime as a baby. He couldn't sleep without Julie Andrews singing Feed the Birds. We thought it was sweet. He was out by tuppence every night. But in middle school, he tried to strangle a boy in his health class, says parent Susan Suamu. It's surprising, says Rachel Placentia, a graduate student who worked on the study. Lullabies for babies were not exactly waterboarding. The study does fairly conclusively link early bedtime music experiences to post-traumatic stress syndrome. George Clooney has begun an organization to begin helping those who are suffering, saying his Aunt Rosemary used to read to her son, and he's a mess now.
Lullabies for babies. Causing trauma in later life. Your next story of a dangerous health risk comes from Amy Dickinson.
In China, it's lust, camera, action. Last week, Chinese officials had to issue a medical alert about the steamy movie Lust Caution, warning citizens against trying to imitate certain athletic sexual positions seen in the movie. Censors removed 7 minutes of gymnastic erotica, but Chinese are downloading the banned sex scene and risking bodily harm trying to imitate the overheated sex in the privacy of their own kitchens. A government gynecologist issued a warning saying only women with yoga or gymnastics training should attempt them. For average people, this could cause unnecessary physical harm. Unnecessary? Yes. Fun? You bet. A student named Dong Yangbin tried to sue the Chinese government for taking the lust out of the movie. So far, Dong's protest is just another case of lustis interruptus.
The Chinese government telling its citizens via their official government gynecologist, don't try
blushing.
This at home, I can tell, Amy.
It's like, I need to fan myself. Sorry.
Your last story of well-timed warnings comes from Tom Baudette.
Have you ever pushed back from your holiday feast feeling so full you could explode? Well, scientists now say that is a distinct, if remote, possibility. Anthropologists at the Institute for Paranatural Studies in Somerset, England, claim to have definitive proof that the phenomenon of spontaneous human combustion, a chemical chain reaction that causes the human body to burst into flames, has occurred and might be as easy to trigger as heading home for the holidays. While studying the remains of three cases of supposed SHC dating back two centuries, the researchers discovered unusually high levels of sodium, evaporated alcohol, saturated fats, and organic phosphorus, the makings of a crude incendiary device. Further study revealed those compounds also happened to be the main chemical residue of a typical holiday meal. The risks of any one individual lighting up the Christmas board are unknown, but it is advised that if you're feeling heartburn, flushed, or lightheaded after your meal, to stand at a safe distance from children, pets, and furniture.
Let's review your choices. From Paula Poundstone, a study showing that lullabies can cause post-traumatic stress disorder in children. From Amy Dickinson, the government of China warning its citizens not to try to reenact the steamy scenes from Lost Caution for fear of injury. And from Tom Baudet, a tale of how it may be that your holiday feast might cause you to spontaneously combust. Which of these is the real story of an unexpected warning in the news?
I'm going to have to go with Amy because that's just so wacky.
You're going to go with Amy because it's so wacky, her story of how the movie Lust Caution might provoke a certain kind of injury. Well, we actually spoke to someone intimately connected with this danger to bring you the real story.
We've been gratified that Lust Caution has been such a massive hit all across Asia, and it's been such a phenomenon that many people have been attempting to recreate the rather acrobatic sexual positions exhibited in the film at home, and this has caused no end of suffering, especially...
That was James Shamus, the co-writer of Lust Caution and CEO of Focus Features, its studio, discussing why the movie might need a warning.
I'm so excited.
Thank you so much.
About
you did pick,
what
you
exactly?
Picked the real answer. You have won. You've won our game. You've earned a point for Amy, and you have won Carl's voice on your home answering machine for yourself. Congratulations.
Excellent. Thank you.
Well done, Susan.
We'd send you a DVD of the movie, but we don't want you to hurt yourself. Thanks for calling, Susan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.